Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web from the Omni Group. According to a new report from The Information, Apple has dropped its plans for a walkie-talkie feature on the iPhone. Apple was reportedly developing this technology in partnership with Intel as a way to let iPhone users communicate in areas without cellular coverage. The report says that the technology would have worked like a walkie-talkie for text messages using the off-grid radio service. It would have run over the 900 MHz radio spectrum, which is currently used for dispatch radio communications in fields such as the utility, oil, and gas industries. The information also says that the feature would have allowed people with iPhones to reach nearby companions in areas without cellular coverage. This implies it would have been an iPhone-to-iPhone communication platform. This initiative itself hasn't been widely reported on before, let alone the fact that the efforts have seemingly been put on hold. It's unclear how far along Apple and Intel were in the development process of this technology. Furthermore, specific reasoning for why they abandoned the efforts is also unclear, but the information notes that the departure of the project's leader from Apple was likely a factor. Ruben Caballero left Apple in April, with the information's report describing the project as his baby. Additionally, another major factor behind the project's demise was likely the evolution of Intel's relationship with Apple. The walkie-talkie functionality was said to rely on Intel cellular modems inside of iPhones, but Apple recently reached a deal with Qualcomm for modems and is in the process of developing its own in-house radio technology. The information further notes that it's possible this project could show up in a future iPhone, but that's not a guarantee at this point. Apple did recently acquire Intel's smartphone modem business, which could theoretically help revitalize this walkie-talkie-like feature for the iPhone. Elsewhere, Apple has released iOS 12.4.1 to the public, which comes after a vulnerability was exposed last week that made it possible to jailbreak many recent iPhone models running iOS 12.4. The release of iOS 12.4.1 closes the loophole that was used for that jailbreak. The availability of the jailbreak came after it was discovered that with iOS 12.4, Apple accidentally unpatched a vulnerability that was originally fixed in iOS 12.3. The bug in question was first reported to Apple by Google's Project Zero research team, and Apple detailed the fix in the security release notes for iOS 12.3, only to then undo the fix in iOS 12.4. The public release of a jailbreak for modern iPhones has become increasingly rare, which is what made last week's news so notable. In general, jailbreak details are kept private to keep Apple from patching the vulnerabilities, and additionally, jailbreaks are coveted among many security researchers because of the potential payouts available in the security market. In addition to iOS 12.4.1, Apple has also released tvOS 12.4.1, watchOS 5.3.1, and a new build of macOS Mojave 10.14.6. Today's episode of 9-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web. OmniFocus for the Web is the new browser-based companion to the popular professional to-do list manager previously available for Mac and iOS. With OmniFocus for the Web, you can now access your to-do list from any browser on any operating system. That will come in handy for the many users in work environments where the Mac and iOS apps can't be installed. The new web version includes all of the core features of the OmniFocus experience and syncs back to the OmniFocus apps on your Mac and iOS devices. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for the Web today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5web or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Apple CEO Tim Cook announced that Apple will be donating funds to help battle the effects of the continuing fire and destruction in the Amazon rainforest. Cook said that it's devastating to see what's happening across South America, calling it one of the world's most important ecosystems. The Amazon rainforest has been burning across South America at a record rate over the last several weeks. So far this year, over 79,000 fires have occurred in Brazil, with more than half of those taking place in the Amazon. Cook said that the goal of Apple's donation is to help preserve the biodiversity and restore the Amazon's indispensable forest across Latin America. In other news, a filing with the SEC this week revealed that Cook himself donated $5 million worth of Apple shares to an undisclosed charity last week. This is different than the donation Apple as a company will make to the Amazon rainforest efforts. Cook made a similar donation at this time last year and has said that he plans to give away all of his wealth using a systematic approach to giving. Last but not least, Nintendo has announced that Mario Kart Tour will officially launch for iOS and Android on September 25th. Nintendo originally teased that this game would launch by March, but it clearly missed that goal by around 6 months, so this release has been a long time coming for Mario Kart fans. iPhone and iPad users can pre-order the game on the App Store now. A few months ago, Nintendo announced that Mario Kart Tour would be free to try, much like Super Mario Run. However, you'll need in-app purchases to make it past a certain level. According to the App Store listing, these in-app purchases will range from $1.99 to $70. At launch, Mario Kart Tour for iOS will be optimized for both the iPhone and the iPad. An Apple TV app would certainly be nice to have, but there's no precedent for Nintendo actually doing that. We'll have more coverage of Mario Kart for iPhone and iPad when it launches next month. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting today's episode. Read all of these stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.